This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner.
Ahmed Mohammed. Today, Ahmed receives a Bachelor of Science in Biomedical Sciences and a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science. Congratulations, Ahmed.
Ahmed Mohammed received a pair of degrees at the University of South Florida's recent commencement ceremonies, graduating in just 3 years with a perfect 4.0 grade point average. And his education isn't over yet. He'll be pursuing a medical degree from the USF Morsani College of Medicine and a law degree from Stetson University College of Law simultaneously, the first student at USF to do so.
Yeah, trailblazer or guinea pig, however you want to look at it.
While these accomplishments are impressive enough on their own, you might want to consider this. Mohammed is the youngest graduate in this year's class at just 18 years old. Mohammed was born in Egypt and traveled for years between there, Saudi Arabia, and the United States before his family finally settled in Tampa. He's returned to his native country several times and saw things there that inspired him to pursue his law degree.
Being Egyptian and later seeing the Arab Spring and the Egyptian Revolution and seeing a people unite for democracy and against corruption, those events got me thinking.
But it was a far more personal reason that pushed him towards medicine as well. His mother, Hanan Ahmed, had a serious heart condition that resulted in surgery in 2008.
It was a very stressful time for him to feel he will lose me.
Seeing disease so up close really reprioritizes you, helps you reshape your priorities. You see that amongst all the things that you have in this world, health is one of the most valuable things that you have.
Hanan Ahmed has since recovered, and while she and Mohammed's father, a transplant surgeon, were worried about him pursuing a double major, they're certainly proud of their son.
So happy for him, and every second I spend it, I know he will have a bright future, you know, and I'm so proud of him.
But it's not just his parents who sing Mohammed's praises. There's Dr. Charles Adams, the dean of the USF Honors College.
Many people, I think, for a while didn't know how young he is. It doesn't show immediately. He is very self-possessed, very mature. And the remarkable moment comes when you realize or someone tells you that he's as young as he is.
And classmate and friend, Corbin Rodier.
He's definitely at the top of the class. Again, always disciplined, always on his A game. When I look for an example of hardworking success, I think of Ahmed.
Mohammed isn't all about academics, however. He's a swimmer, triathlete, and an Eagle Scout. Plus, he plays piano, and no surprise, he's really good. Here he is, accompanied by his younger brother on the drums. Last year, Mohammed placed third in an international youth piano competition, leading to a concert appearance at Carnegie Hall.
And Carnegie Hall is the American dream for music.
But Mohammed is so humble about his accomplishments, Dean Adams didn't even know about the honor until Mohammed mentioned it as a casual aside during a conversation.
He doesn't boast, he doesn't strut, but he's got a lot to boast about. And so it's delightful, really, to find somebody of that sort of accomplishment who is that humble.
Really, my core values drive me. So my core values are altruism, compassion, and excellence. I'm always striving to, first of all, help others and hopefully in the long run alleviate suffering around the world.
As for a career, Mohammed has a lot of aspirations.
I could see myself working in legal practice or in medical practice or for hospital administration, maybe on a bioethics review board or for a federal agency. So you have the Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration. They deal with common public health issues. Or maybe even internationally with the World Health Organization and deal with global health issues.
But no matter what he ends up doing, he has one definitive accomplishment in mind.
I want people to think I changed the world. That's the ultimate goal, and that I made it a better place.
We also profiled Ahmed Mohammed for University Beat on WUSF-TV. To see that video, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.